Hello?
Hello, my name is Tamika, returning call from Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call
Yes,
is
how you
recorded for
doing?
cost insurance purpose. May I speak to the person that requests the call back, please?
Yes, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm trying to file for my unemployment, please.
Okay. Give me a second. And may I have your social security number, please?
578-96-8276.
You can have your name.
Frederick Cox.
And your date of birth.
8671.
And you have a driver's license number?
Yes. I just had it in my hand. I had my license in my hand. God, tell it. Oh, you can see it. Okay, my driver's license number is 778-45-872.
So your PIN is gonna be 8276.
8276, my PIN number. Okay.
And what's your preferred language?
English.
And do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement in or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and can affect your ability to receive future benefits. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation? You only filed for TAA benefits, yes or no?
No.
And do you receive notification that you have TRA certification, yes or no?
No.
Okay, have your name changed since you last filed, yes or no?
Excuse me, that again?
Has your name changed since you last filed, yes or no?
No.
And have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years, yes or no?
No.
And have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years, yes or no?
No.
And what's a good telephone number for you?
251-392-2000. 5770.
And what state are your driver's license issued in?
Alabama.
Okay, and what's your race?
Black, African American.
And Hispanic or non-Hispanic? Okay, and what's the highest grade you completed in school?
The high school diploma, 12th grade.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
I'm so cold.
You cold?
Yes.
I'm so hot, man.
I know it's hot outside, but I got my air conditioner on like 76.
Ooh,
but
man, yeah,
I'm
cold.
Still cold.
Yeah. Man, that's a blessing, though, for real.
I'm still cold.
How it is outside, though, that's a blessing.
Okay. And what is your address?
My address is... 7662 Elizabeth Drive.
What's that drive?
Elizabeth.
Okay.
Drive, Daphne, Alabama, 36526.
You said Daphne, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your occupation?
My occupation is driver.
Driver?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And are you seeking work in your usual occupation, yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
Say that again.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
No.
And are you currently registered for or attending school or training, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation, yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you available to accept full-time work, yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work, yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
And how many miles are you going to travel one way to a job?
45.
And what's the lowest hourly wage that you would accept?
16.
And are you a corporate officer for a business, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
And do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for, are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, are you receiving a pension from an employer that you worked for in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st of 2024, yes or no?
No.
And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check with the help of federal income tax, yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit, into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid card will take 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which you prefer?
I got direct deposit. I got a bank.
Okay. Are we checking our savings?
I'm checking.
Okay, what about a number?
Excuse me?
What is your router number?
Oh, what was your router number? This way.
Yeah, you first set the router.
Okay. All right. The router number is 5220039 7.
Okay. And your account number?
My account number is 3-4-6-7-8-1-9-2-3-5.
Okay, what's the name of your employer?
Easy Haul.
Okay, what was that again?
Easy Haul.
Okay, what is it on your check stub?
Easy
or your direct deposit?
Easy Haul.
Okay, I don't see that. You said Easy Haul?
Oh, let me see. Just a minute. Let me check one more time. Hold on a second. Let me see. Yeah, that's what it's like. Easy Haul Payroll. Okay. Is that Easy Haul? E A S Y. They got Dash H A U L. Easy Haul.
Okay, let me put that in. Give me just 1 second.
Corporation.
Okay, spell again for me.
E A S Y Dash H A U L Inc.
Okay. Okay, right here. And what's that phone number?
Shoot. I don't know the exact phone number. I see the phone number. I'm not sure. Hold on, just a second. Go on. Where's that number? I mean, I got like the, hold on, I got it, I'm on my phone for a second. Okay, it's 251-929-2133.
Hey, and what city and state do you work in?
Fairhope, Alabama.
And your employment start date the day you started?
Ma'am?
The day you started?
The day I started was, let me see, 2003, October 2003. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was with the temp agency first. Then I got hired. 2023. I'm sorry. Stop laughing.
Okay, and you said
wife.
October and what? Give me a roundabout date. Was it around the first of the month, the middle of the month?
The middle of the month.
So October 15th, 2023?
Yeah.
And the last day you work?
June 28th,
2024. Okay. And what's the reason you're no longer working?
The reason, because I came in one day from my route, and they called me in the office, and they said they had to let me go. I said, why? Because your truck was dirty in the inside.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's crazy.
The name and the title of the person that discharged you.
Austin. I don't know his last name. He like the owner, I think.
What's his title, the owner?
Yes.
And what day were you discharged?
Ma'am?
What day again was you discharged?
June 28th.
So you were calling to the office?
Austin.
You dealership because your truck was dirty on the inside?
Yeah, he said it was my truck when I got back from a route one day, and he said that he opened my truck up and it was dirty and everything. I said, all these trucks are dirty inside because he's going to construction sites and stuff like that. And then he said, no, he said, this don't worry about it. He said, you just terminate it. I was like, what the? Oh, really? Okay.
Okay, and what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to being to your discharge?
Say that again, please.
What did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I couldn't do nothing. He wouldn't let me explain myself. He just walked out. He just walked through the room.
And did you commit the act that your employer alleges, yes or no?
No.
And any prior warning for same or similar act, yes or no?
No.
And have you received, do you expect to receive in the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation pay?
No.
Sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
And have you applied for a pension? Or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No. They ain't giving my insurance. But all that time, they ain't having no insurance. They ain't giving my insurance. I filled out for my insurance and everything. And they ain't even give it to me. And I asked them about the insurance. And then next thing you know, they called me in the office and they fired me.
And you are certified that your answers are true and accurate, and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings that you provide with the wages reported by your employer. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud and penalties. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
So it's necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Which of the following street addresses in Hyattsville have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1854 Village Green Drive, 5807 31st Avenue, 831 Thurman Avenue, 8901 24th Avenue, or none of the above. I'm not familiar with this property.
No, ma'am. None of the above.
Okay. And which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 2003 Subaru, 2006 Honda Ridgeline, 2007 Audi Q7, 2008 Buick Lucerne, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles?
No. On the Burger Lucerne, yeah, Burger Lucerne.
And which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Child Development Service, Empire Lodging, INHS, the Cape Coral Lions Foundation, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance in the state of Alabama? Do you agree?
Your phone stopped breaking up. What are you saying now?
Just a second. Okay, can you hear me better now?
Yes, ma'am.
So you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. And you want to certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim? And the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
And you understand it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, so the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. In order to take 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim, however, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also brought to you for work with Alabama Career Center. Your career application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain active career application for the rest of your unemployment. In addition, you must visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your weekly certification. Failure to file instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial in benefits. The process you just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Found this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefit for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could cause a denial in benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and end on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant's portal by clicking File Weekly Certification on the home page button, or by calling 1-800-752-7389. And that number again is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly claim can be made on Sunday.
Hold on a second. I'm sorry. You said 752, what else?
7389.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. So your weekly certification can be made on Sunday beginning at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 o'clock on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. And failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed by 5 o'clock on Friday could result in a loss of benefits.
Hold on, what days you say now? I got to call in?
So your weekly certification can be made on Sunday beginning at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday.
Okay.
Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. And with the filer online or by phone, you will need to remember your PIN number. And additional instructions are in your Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees on a verified short-term layoff, and claimants attending direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. And it's very important you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-7383. 4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. And your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by phone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. And beginning January the 1st of 2023, Alabama law requires you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contact when you complete your weekly claim. And you may not list the same employee more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contact them. Fair to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could cause a denial and benefits. And for assistance with your work search, please visit your local Alabama Career Center. So this concludes your claim today. Your transaction ID number is going to be 4899-698-05.
Okay, that's 4898-698-05.
Yes. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
That's it. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.